Sherlock Holmes is back on TV. Starting Sunday, PBS is airing new episodes of the BBC's Sherlock. TV critic Eric Deggans loves this new show. At the same time, he says, if you look hard enough, you can find a Sherlock Holmes imitator on American TV almost every night.
There is nothing quite like that moment when Sherlock Holmes lets you know that he's the smartest person in the room.
Tray napkin, you used to mop up the spilled coffee. Strength of the stain shows that you didn't take milk. The traces of ketchup on it and around your lips and on your sleeve.
His first clue was a dirty napkin. And from that tiny detail, Holmes uncovers a young man's possible romantic involvement, his craving for nicotine, and the timing of the crisis that led to his visit.
The first train from Exeter to London leaves at 5:46 a.m. You got the first one possible, so something important must have happened last night. Am I wrong?
Of course, Sherlock Holmes is never wrong. Especially on the BBC's Sherlock, an amazing update of the Holmes legend. It places the classic character in a modern world of laptops, smartphones, and blogs. But it also offers more than a nod to the original novels, including lots of violin playing and Holmes' unique bond with sidekick John Watson.
It's not important.
Punched out holes for your tickets being
not
checked.
Not now, Sherlock.
Oh, please, I've been cooped up in here for ages.
You're just showing off.
Of course, I am a show-off. That's what we do.
Wait a minute. A special partnership? Prodigious powers of observation and an utter lack of social skills? Sounds like a lot of detectives already solving crimes on U.S. television.
March 27th, 1998 was a Tuesday.
That's Poppy Montgomery as cop Carrie Wells.
The Knicks beat the Grizzlies 97-89 for their 40th win. And most important of all around here, the FDA approved Viagra.
Her photographic memory allows Holmesian observations on CBS's Unforgettable. Add in USA Network's Monk and Psych, CBS's The Mentalist, and NBC's Law & Order Criminal Intent. You soon find TV's cop shows are littered with Sherlock knockoffs. But the best Holmes clone isn't even a crime fighter. He's Hugh Laurie's Dr. Gregory House, a misanthropic genius, with humanizing pal Dr. James Wilson, who puts his smarts to work solving medical mysteries.
Your occipital lobe is acting up, giving you a migraine.
I don't have a headache.
Not all migraines present that way. It's called Alice in Wonderland syndrome.
Seriously?
I never joke.
These types of characters let the audience play along too, giving viewers a chance to solve the crime themselves. And since modern TV mysteries are designed to be complex and keep viewers guessing, they need a super sleuth to explain it all at the end. This form is so successful, in fact, that CBS is reportedly developing its own Holmes update, with Charlie's Angels alum Lucy Liu cast as Watson. I just hope they don't forget the lesson of the BBC's Sherlock. No cheeky plot twist or stunt casting can surpass the drama of two singular characters developing a unique bond while tackling some of the coolest mysteries in literature. Without that, you've just got a guy in a funny hat shouting catchphrases at the villain of the week. Don't we already have enough of that on TV already?
That's Eric Deggans, TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times.